On today's show, we have a mashup involving a 1999 classic and a school spirit with 1999's release of the Billups-era Colorado Buffaloes apparel. Join us as we look back at a legendary game involving Billups and the Buffs and talk about some of the history, present, and future of Colorado basketball. Now, on to the show. Welcome to the 19-9 podcast. On today's show, we're going to be doing a mashup. We've got a 19-9 classic. We're going to be talking about a classic game involving the Colorado Buffaloes, along with School Spirit. School Spirit is talking about the design and the release of the new Colorado apparel that we've got. But first, I want to say hello to my co-host, Josh Barnett. Got him down here in the studio. We've got some other exciting things to talk about, too. So I'm actually pretty pumped for this one. Not that I'm not excited for everyone, but there's just a lot going on. So that makes things interesting.
Yeah, man.
So start off with the website, because there is a big, I saw it went live, I think, what, late last night?
It was late.
Because I was monitoring, and we were talking about how many hits that were got when it even wasn't around, and I was like, I kind of want to see this, because I had seen, gotten a little preview, but it's always fun to be able to interact with
it. It was a late night at HQ, but it was, like, fun. It was everything that I thought. You know, when we all went full time and getting everybody down here full time,
yeah,
where you just had like a whole day with your boys, like sitting in close quarters and eating junk food and watching basketball and like knocking out little tasks and building something big. So like it was dope. So
nervous?
No, I wasn't nervous. So we worked with Victory out of Vancouver. So dope dudes. And they made it very, very easy. So big shout out to those guys. I was just texting with them to maybe change something on the website right as that intro was coming. So,
look at this guy. He's always working. Look,
I'm sure that they're tired
mogul,
of me.
Mini mogul over there.
Shit.
Well, that's great. What's your favorite thing about it? Or have you gotten any feedback that you are excited about so far?
No, super positive feedback. I think just the big thing for us was just making the user experience better.
Mm-hmm.
So like little dumb shit that I like is like checkout like flows really, really easy.
Yeah.
Stupid little stuff
important.
Like the sizes that are sold out or grayed out. So it just, I don't know. It just has a better
little
aesthetic.
Stuff, yeah.
It just the
it
little dumb
on,
stuff, man.
It looks great on mobile. Like I think that's it's weird how much I don't look at websites on a computer anymore.
Right. And that's completely opposite of us. And we have to remind ourselves of that because we're in front of our screens.
Well, because it's more like a work base. Like when I'm looking at stuff,
it's not a browsing.
It's casual. So I'm looking at it on my phone, just relaxing, seeing what's new.
So I think we ran analytics that said 85% of our shoppers shop mobile.
That makes sense.
Which was crazy. Like, because I don't know. I there's certain websites that I use for mobile, obviously, are apps.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like Nike app, sneakers app.
Sure.
Amazon, obviously. Yeah. Kill that thing. But when I would like last night, I sat down to order a bicycle. Like I wasn't doing that on my phone. I'm going to order a bike on a website. Like I need to see it big as shit. That's I need to go through all of it. And you know what I mean? So like
the old man on the phone.
I know it.
It's like so, you talking about offenses.
Like 99. If I was a 99 consumer, you know, where would I shop? I don't know. I would want to see the beauty of the site.
It looks nice on every desktop. Too,
I'm old.
The blog, too, you were talking about kind of reinvesting a little bit of time and energy into that. I noticed that it had been updated and kind of reformatted, and I think it looks great. So that's exciting because part of the aesthetic of the website for me has always been the storytelling on there.
Right.
Even if it's the little blurb with the shorts, it's just fun to kind of get a snippet of something.
Yeah, so that's what I just text our guys at Victory. I'm like, can we change where it says product description to hardwood history? Because that's the tagline. Yeah, that's what it is. It's not a product description. It's the history of what that product was. So they're texting me back right now. They're probably telling me
You want people to feel that too. We'll get to that later. Yeah, leave us alone. It's Friday afternoon.
Please stop, dude. We were on the phone with you till 10:30 last night.
They're on that West Coast time. They're fine. They're still at work.
Only a couple hours behind us. Ooh, yes. We'll get on that. There you go.
Look at that.
There you go. Look at Victory, man.
So if you need some website design, you're
for real. Victory was great. That's cool. They're easy to work with. Great dudes.
That's awesome.
And we knocked this thing out in about total maybe like 25 days. I know. Like the timeline was tight. It was tight. So we still have some little kinks and stuff on our end that we're gonna improve, but the foundation is there.
Fucking get my shorts. That's what's important.
Yeah, just in time for the Colorado launch.
Exactly, because we're going to talk about that later, but you got some exciting stuff on the way. But let's talk about, you said Colorado. Let's talk about Colorado a little bit. So tell me about I want to get into the design specifically, because that's where I like to start out sometimes. It's just like, where did you find this? How did you settle on the 2 years? Because Colorado, I went through kind of the history of Colorado basketball, and it's long. 111 years of Colorado basketball. Don't think of them, and they've had some successful runs.
They had a really long drought. Yep. There, which was like coincided with our existence,
mm-hmm.
you know,
like 30 years.
Like us being alive,
yeah.
Which is interesting. They're really good this year, though. I don't know if you've seen a player, but they are pretty good.
I've got that in.
They actually wore the 69 throwback. So the 69 team was the last regular season conference championship for them. So that was a big deal. So they brought those uniforms back.
Makes sense.
And they have a great LD, JT Galloway. He's a great dude. So he was really excited about those because they'd worn them last year, and I guess they kind of got beat up in the LD department about not having available shorts that people could buy. So we were like, okay, man, here we are.
This seems like a match made in heaven. Fill.
So he's super dope, man. He's got like crazy good Colorado stories, just like a fan at heart. So we love it. We can latch on to the men and women in those positions that like get it and like eat it and sleep it and breathe it and all that. I mean, he's a hoops head as far as Colorado goes. So that it's like fun. We like learn from him. So.
Well, I love that about their coach right now too, because he's not like a coach that's like looking for another job. I mean, not like all coaches don't have to worry about that, but he was talking to Mark Turgeon before he got the Colorado job and telling him like, that's my dream job. So you got to love like when a coach is aspirational towards your program and then bring success to that program. And he's been awesome for Colorado.
That's a little bit different. Neat. In today's day and age, right?
Like to aspire to a school that's not.
Most people view every stop as a stepping stone.
Yeah.
Like literally, there's really good jobs that people are sitting
or just don't want to put that out there, right? Like this is a job that a dream job for me, because you're almost like, oh, it won't come true, or if I get it, maybe it won't last.
Right.
You know, so to put that out there to someone else is pretty neat.
Yeah. But then you also see, it's always interesting to me because it backfires on people a lot that treat everything like a stepping stone. So they get really hot and then they go for what is assumed greener pastures because it's a bigger school or bigger conference with a bigger recruiting budget or better facilities or whatever. And then that shit just doesn't click when they get there. And then where they at? Back to square one, where you could have stayed where you were at and built something that, you know, the whole community rallies around and like been a legend.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's just crazy. Like, do you keep chasing those jobs? Like, you can't fault anybody for chasing bigger jobs, but it's gotta be a feel thing,
but I do.
Well, and you're arrogant as shit, right? Like, I mean, as a coach, you have an ego. You have to, because the buck stops with you on everything. So you're taking all full responsibility. So you never doubt yourself that you can succeed anywhere you go. And then sometimes it just doesn't work.
But it's more than that too. There's so many complicated factors into being successful as a college coach. Now it's like recruiting, facilities, you know, money,
everybody has facilities, right? Wow. Everybody has money now, and everybody's on TV.
I would maybe if you're talking like big time programs,
big Power Five.
Yeah, if you're talking those kinds.
I think you can distinguish yourself like you once could on the TV stuff and the facility stuff.
Just
I really
a difference,
don't.
Because I think about
there's
this
so much money flowing through those. No, but those. Universities,
but
though.
Even like
well,
even
before COVID,
even anyway. With NBA, even with NBA coaches, like you hear about, like there's just going to be a difference between like winning a championship in Milwaukee or New York City. Like I don't care what you say, like it still would matter if the Knicks won a championship. If you brought a championship to IU, it's going to matter more than winning at Texas. Like there'll be a lot of people True. Excited about it. But
mean more to who? It's not going to mean more to
That's
you.
True. I guess not. I don't know. That's
like,
what I mean.
I'm
it's
a coach.
Weird.
Like I yeah. just won that shit. I yeah. don't care if I won it at CCNY. Yeah. Like I could care less. Like
maybe,
I won it.
And maybe like again, like maybe it's you blend in. You could argue the opposite too, that you blend in more too. Like a championship at Colorado would be unbelievable for them, right? Like that's the only one in the school's history. You know, it would be amazing. Although that they've been to a Final Four. Can you name the team they played against and lost to?
Hell no.
Or any of the players on it. This is an easy one. One of the greatest players, the winningest player in NBA history was on the team they lost to.
The winningest player, Bill Russell?
Yep.
Yeah.
And lost to Bill Russell.
Because I knew it was a while back because I was just researching, doing all the product descriptions. Yep. But
So we got to talk about Billups. I wanted to say that so bad. I know
you should have hit that on your board.
Know,
you should have had that dialed up, man.
I thought about getting it. I was like, I got to do it myself.
So, dude, so it was funny because as I was researching for, like, when we got Colorado and talking with JT, like, the guy is Billups. Like,
really?
He's the dude, like, because he's from Colorado.
Okay.
And so, King of Park Hill is what they call him. That was his nickname, which is dope. I think he might have even had a tattoo of that at some point,
nice.
Too. But I never heard of Chauncey Billups, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I mean, we were young. Oh, yeah. I mean, shit, 16. And I probably did like somewhere in Slam.
Somewhere.
Or
he was on some
something. Because he was
list.
McDonald's All-American was, and all that stuff. But I remember the name Chauncey just sticking out to me when they matched up
name.
With 8-9 IU in the 9-7 NCAA tournament. And I just remember my dad telling me, like, I'm like, is Colorado any good? Like, I don't know. Because back then, we didn't get all those games. There was
Definitely
no Pac-12
not.
Network
no.
or any of that shit.
No.
And he was like, dude, they have a stud. And I'm like, what's his name? He's like, Chauncey Billups. I'm like, I've never heard of him.
You're
like, we'll probably
sure?
win.
Are you sure this is a stud?
We'll probably win.
We're good.
And that dude put on a show.
Yeah.
20 in the first half. And
trouble.
Only
Trouble for
Yeah,
IU.
They scored like... What was it, like 15 of the first 18 in the game or something? We tried to find the game so we could watch it. We couldn't find a thing. We got to tap into some network, man, find like you were talking about.
Someone get a Synergy Sports access.
99 is not the brand that I thought it was until we can get access to.
All
Yeah, exactly.
You just need to start calling the school and be like, hey, send us this game.
I did read something about Billups, though, and how he ended up at Colorado. Like, it was always in his top, you know, whatever, 3, 5 or whatever. But there was a story that ESPN...
Three times he's Colorado Mr. Basketball, which I always think... I know he's like a legendary player, you know, NBA Hall of Famer. So it's not that weird, but whenever...
But he's not
whenever
in the NBA. And he's not in the Hall of Fame
I know,
yet,
well...
Which is a big debate,
know,
too.
He's gonna... He has to, right?
Yeah, I guess bullshit.
But anyways, like just to think of like a sophomore in high school winning like Mr. Basketball in any
Stupid.
State is crazy. Like,
exactly. I don't give a shit like what the basketball is in your state. Yeah. Like if you're a sophomore, you're getting after it. The recruiting story was he was gonna go to Kansas... Or he's visiting Kansas, and Roy Williams said, like, I'm either giving a scholarship to you or Paul Pierce. I don't care which. Whoever pops first.
Wow.
Is it.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And so.
Why not both? What is
something, I'll get this wrong, but he was, like, on the plane to go to Lawrence, and Paul Pierce committed, like, because he was just, like, leaving. And so he committed. So that was out. And then he wanted to potentially go to Georgia Tech. So he was.
Good for point guards.
Getting ready to leave to go there, and Marbury committed.
Mm.
And yeah, so it like pushed him. And there was like one other that was in there too. I can't remember what it was.
Boy, Pearson.
But it was,
been
it
nice.
Oh my God. And nice they only play the same position. So I don't know like what the story was there. But put Chauncey Billups on those late 90s.
Really nice with
Kansas teams?
That's LaFrance too, right?
I don't know. Jacques Vaughn and all them dudes. Yeah. Like, yeah, Jared Haas. And, like, I mean, those teams were legit.
Billups was really awesome too. I know that the game that we ended up watching the UNC game, and it's not his finest hour, but I watched a Steve Nash game too. They have one on the NCAA, and it's not his best game. But the thing is that you can, if you're watching, if you've seen enough basketball, you don't have to see a lot of plays to know a guy's special.
Well, the 97,
right?
What UNC was probably Carter Jameson, Shamar, right? Williams, yep. Those dudes, right? So, yep. Like,
it's a really,
that's
good
a loaded
team.
Ass
loaded team. Yeah, they go, loaded, they go to the final four, I think, and lose to somebody else. That's good. Arizona. So they're,
okay,
I think.
So that would have been, they did go to the Final Four?
Or maybe they lose in the Elite Eight, but they go away.
Because 98, they go to the Final Four, but that's Guthridge. So was that?
Maybe it was the year before they lose in the Elite Eight.
Because this
maybe.
Is Dean Smith still.
This is last year.
This is last year, and then yeah. Guthridge and then yep. in 98.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
the team's really, really talented.
So,
and
spoiler
alert.
They've
got Ed Cota, too, so.
That Kansas team that he could have been on that doesn't win a championship, I think makes it in that top 50.
Really?
Because that team was like 34-2 or something. Wow. Like, and people forgot about them. And then another spoiler is that North Carolina 98 team, I think they find their way on the list too,
okay.
Which is crazy. So like it gives you an idea. I say all that just to tell you or show you the level of talent he was up against as
no doubt.
Not a one man show, but like the guy.
No doubt.
You know, like that's a lot to overcome.
Yeah.
You're 9 seed, you know, for a reason. And the 8-9, so the 8-9 game is always like my most interesting games in the first round of the tournament because
well, it's a toss up, right?
But it's always Power 5 schools.
Yeah.
And so
it's somebody that gets
then
at the end,
I'm sitting there, I'm
IU
thinking like,
year.
Okay, one of these 8-9s could beat that number 1 seed in that next round. You know what I mean? Because
sure.
It's always like it's like so you could have got IU North Carolina, which is Blue
no,
Bud versus
no
Blue Bud,
no in fear
the
either, right?
In no fear, right? Yeah. Exactly. Like you know, this is why I came to IU to play against North Carolina. Like this is,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
But they don't. So I know we're not gonna talk. We're not gonna get too deep in that game because they lost. But we can talk about the first half because they looked great in the first half. They're actually leading at halftime. Like they put a real scare into North Carolina in that game and looked good even with Billups not playing well. But he hits. What I was getting back to is that he hits a few shots where you 100% know this guy's a pro. Like he looks. He's a sophomore, right. But he looks like an absolute stud. Just his first nickname, Smooth.
Big Smooth.
Big
yeah.
Smooth. So
yeah, man.
I didn't know that, but he just
that's
looks
Smooth with a V.
He is
smooth
with the B. So he looks absolutely phenomenal though.
I remember the lines in his hair. Like that's the main thing I remember from the IU game.
Yeah.
Was I'm like, man, this guy's got it. Like so, this dude's it.
So I got a little Billups audio for you to hear. So let's take a listen to this.
Coach Smith to make history today. Colorado has already made its own history this season. The Buffaloes with 22 victories. That's the most they've ever had in a year. They're being a little bit overshadowed by all of the hype around Coach Smith, but they're an excellent team as we saw Thursday night.
Well, there's a sparkle in the eye of Ricardo Patton when you say Chauncey. He can fill it up. He can run the show in the open floor. He's fun to watch, and he can nail the three.
As Dean Smith said, any team that beats Indiana by 18 gets my respect.
18 over Indiana. So
I remember that game.
Disappointed.
Yeah, man. I remember that game.
A little fun fact about this coach, Ricardo Patton, fourth degree black belt comes out.
Wow.
Comes out in this game. One of the other things that I loved about watching, I like picking up weird stuff at the halftime interview. So you've got, he gets on there and the sideline reporter comes in. They're leading by 1 point over North Carolina at this point. So, you know, he wants to be like pumped up. The sideline reporter comes in and starts asking about, are you worried about a scoring explosion from Serge Zwicker? That's where she goes.
No.
Yeah, I swear to God. What? I'm like, what?
Zwicker started.
I know. So
but,
far,
but,
so
but not
far,
a scoring
so
machine.
Far, she says scoring explosion. So far, I'd seen two like literal sky hooks from him. And I'm like, get him out of, like, I was furious that Zwicker was in this game.
On center so bad, man.
I mean, it was like, I'm like, because he's clogging it up for Antoine James. Antoine Jameson and Vince Carter, and you got this guy throwing the game back then, hooks. Man.
The centers were supposed to clog it up. That's what they did.
Yeah, that's what they did, exactly. We were there just waiting for his scoring explosion. It was mind-boggling.
Serge Zwicker and scoring explosion have never probably been used in the same sentence ever before.
Just the offense too for Colorado is what kind of made me mad, because it could seem like they couldn't figure out how to get Chauncey going, because they needed him. I mean, he was the guy that made them go, and they just couldn't figure out. It's one of those things where you could feel out and you couldn't see how they could get him involved. They were, you know, North Carolina clearly knew, like, hey, if we shut him down, we're gonna be able to take this.
But they had the depth to do that.
They did. They got Cota, they got Williams. They're just throwing guys at him, and then whenever he drives, they're collapsing on him. And he wasn't, you know, shooting.
And you also get a game to see that. Like, there's potential. I know that you have a weak build up to that first round game, and then you have a quick turnaround on the second game. But there's a chance that he snuck up a little bit on IU too. You know what I mean?
Oh, where
there's
sure.
Like, okay, this guy's way better than I thought, or way better than he looked on tape, or way you like. When, now I'm seeing an NBA future, we hope, Hall of Famer
for sure,
live and in person, and this dude's whipping my ass.
Yeah,
and then Carolina's sitting there watching that, saying like, he's whipping their ass. Like, yeah, we're not going to take this dude light.
We got to be ready for this. Yeah, exactly. The game plan. You can center the, you know, maybe they didn't totally center the game plan around him like North Carolina did. They were like, look, we're going after him, you know, and IU is maybe had a more general game plan. But funny thing on the video for the North Carolina thing, and we'll see if he we'll maybe get him on one of our Tales from the Bench or Stories from the Starters podcast later. But Fred Edmonds from the team is in the comments and is pumped about this game because it's his last game. He's a senior on that team and gets the game ball. He led the Colorado team. So I went ahead and commented on his comment, and I'm like, hey, you want to come on? And he said yes. So we're gonna figure out.
Oh, nice. YouTube comment? That's right. You told me about that. That's dope, man.
So we're going to figure out how to get Fred on here sometime.
That's awesome.
Hopefully he gets some Colorado gear, too.
I can hook him up, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So tell me about the shirts that you got for the different teams then, too, because you've got a couple different shirts based off the Colorado. And Buffalo seems like one of those mascots that I guess could, you know, you have to go with the West team, but super sweet mascot too.
Their colors.
I'm in on the mascots.
Oh, their colors are so good, and their logo is so good.
Yeah,
and I mean, they have a live buffalo as their mascot too, which is super dope. Like, I'm a big live mascot guy. Like, if you're the leprechauns,
bulldogs,
you better have a goddamn leprechaun out there, like a real one, running around,
little guy, little person.
But
shorter guy.
Yeah. So we had to pay homage to Chauncey and get that Colorado number 4 jersey t-shirt up there. And then we did the 96-97 black shorts as well. And then we came back with the 69 white shorts. And then we just kind of did it like a catch all Colorado logo t-shirt too, that in gray, that matched up with everything real well. So there'll be more coming. We'll get back after it, but it's been a good day. It's been a fun day. It's been a great launch, and we're pumped to have Colorado and another Pac-12 team in the fold.
How are you feeling about the vault licensing that's coming up, or that's here? But you know, tell me a little bit about like what you got just heading down that road this month and going forward.
Yeah, so you can go to 99.com right now, and if you scroll down past the Colorado header on the front page, you can sign up for our College Vault, and we have 4 mascots there that are kind of blacked out. People are really having trouble with the February 19th one. There hasn't been too many correct guesses on that, but the rest of them you can get.
You're gonna tell them now?
No.
I saw, just to tease a little more, I saw some shorts associated with that. Just a little bit, man. Are those coming out on that day?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we have all the product, which is great. We have all the product shot, which is even better. And now we're just waiting for those days, man. So yeah, February 5th, the 12th, 19th, and 26th, a new school every day. And then we'll get into March. Got something going with Slam for March, early March. And then you and I get to do our thing where we're going to launch five more schools too on Selection Sunday.
March, a little teaser.
So, man, I don't know. I'm excited. I'm ready for March Madness.
And we smuggle you into the bubble somehow. I'm going to get in that bubble.
I'm going to get in that bubble.
Reporting live from the bubble.
It's not the same type of bubble as the NBA. Like there should be, there's gotta be some cracks.
They were talking about that today. It was on Inside the Hall. Should they play the conference tournaments?
I don't think they're going to, because I always felt like that was a money grab, right, for the conferences. I mean, that's what Coach Knight always said.
I guess the idea was like you need to structure the space them out in a way that doesn't jeopardize the tournament, basically, right? Because what if you bring together all the teams from the ACC or the Big 12 or wherever, and like 3 or 4 year tournament teams get knocked out because of
that's the biggest fear, right? Like no matter where you stand on the Corona stuff and the vaccination and the mask and the no mask and the bubble versus
they're not going to let you in.
No matter where you stand, we can all probably, I would hope, agree that you don't want games decided by it.
Right.
And yeah, so like
that
you
was
have
the
a
nightmare in the
like,
NBA.
Like, okay. So like,
it's like you lose a series.
So like Dayton last year
out.
Has the best team of, their entire school history, right? And then that's taken Obi Toppin away. Once you get to the Sweet 16 for COVID protocol, nobody wants to see that in like that. So, whatever measures you have to take, and you know where I stand on all this stuff, but whatever measures you have to take to make it just a clean
tournament.
Cleanly played tournament, just do it.
Just do it.
Because we want the like true champion at the end of it. We don't want the COVID champion at the end of it.
To have like a forfeit game. That's the other thing that I worry about is like with the conference tournaments, you got the teams at the bottom that just might not take it as seriously. Like you get in the tournament, like you're going there to try and represent and get something. But a conference tournament, like I'm not sure if you're at the bottom.
You still have a month and a half too, right? So I mean, you have a month and a half to see how that vaccine gets rolled out and how available it becomes to everybody too. And then does that change the conversation at all as far as like, okay, and I'm not talking fans or anything. I'm just talking strictly like the players and stuff. So
for sure.
I think that like a month and a half doesn't seem like a long time, but man, it seems to be ramping up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
it'd be great.
Whatever needs to happen, let's make it happen.
It would ensure things.
I just don't want somebody to get screwed out of a title or a Final Four run because of
it would be such a bummer.
That's a bummer, man. Yeah. But what's crazy and interesting about this college basketball season is your Blue Buds have taken a little bit of a step back.
So
this son of a bitch is wide open. You know what I mean?
Do you cancel the tournament? Is the NIT going to get higher ratings than the tournament without them?
Come on, Meyer. It's going to be awesome, though. Like, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Gonzaga looks incredible.
Yeah.
Baylor looks incredible.
They've been my pick from the start, from since I drafted their shorts.
Gonzaga is my new adopted team.
Yes.
As soon as I saw Jalen Suggs play, I'm like, yep. And I honestly think they're going to go undefeated and win the whole thing. I told you that after I watched it. I watched 3 minutes of that opening game against Kansas. I think I texted you. I'm like, they're going to go undefeated and win this entire thing. Like, that team is legit. But Baylor's so good, too.
They are good. I think I finally got around to watching them
like a couple games.
I was this far on Suggs. I said that we've got a dog named Stubbs, and if the Bulls can draft him next year, I'm renaming our dog Suggs.
He will. That dog will never know.
He'll never know. I know, it's perfect. It's meant to be. All right, I got one more 19-9 moment, little Billups action, then we can wrap it up. Here we go.
Matt Tarjai, the dunk that tied the game very briefly. Chauncey Billups answered with a three.
They pressed, gave up an easy one, and then the count.
Here's Billups with the push. The pull-up for two, Chauncey Billups.
Well, you're smooth in your delivery, but not quite that smooth. He's got a great feel, a little flow in the open floor. They've got to contain him, maybe run two guys at him when he's got the ball.
His nickname is Smooth. He has that tattoo on his upper arm.
Love them working.
They call the tattoos
yeah,
out.
Yeah, they did.
It's 97, man. Yeah. It's 97. You know, it's different, man.
You know the era. You could tell what they were because you only got one. It just says Smooth. That's it, probably.
That's it. That's it. Remember everybody made such a big deal about Iverson.
I know. He's got his bulldog on there with the answer.
Yeah, but then, like, after that rookie year, he came back and was tatted up.
He went at it.
And then the cornrows and all that stuff. Yeah. And then, cultural change.
Changed things.
He sure did. Yeah, he did. But it's funny. It's funny that they call that out. Like, that's that whole clip, that's what sticks out to me the most. Like, now you'd almost say, like, there's Aaron Meyer. Well, you have tattoos. There's Josh Barnett playing with no tattoos today.
Where's his tattoos? Does some skin-colored shooting sleeves on?
Exactly. It's so rare now to find somebody that doesn't have tattoos.
No doubt.
Funny, man.
All right, man. You got anything else?
No, sir. All right, sir. Appreciate you coming down. This is fun, man.
Let's get out of here.
Thank you for listening to the 19.9 podcast. If you haven't already subscribed to the podcast, make sure you do. And while you're at it, leave us a rating or review. It helps keep us going. We also have links to all of 19.9's social media so you never miss a release. Until next time.